We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
In for Patty Rising, I'm Margie Schaefer. No need to cancel any plans you may have to celebrate the Lunar New Year. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, San Francisco public health officials are saying there is a very low risk of residents in the city getting the coronavirus.
There have not been any confirmed cases here in San Francisco, though Dr. Susan Phillip, the director of disease prevention and control for the San Francisco Department of Public Health, would not say if there were any suspected cases.
We are having all of our preparedness pieces in place. We're sort of preparing for the worst and knowing that we don't know yet what the trajectory could be.
Preparedness, she says, looks a lot like being ready for cold and flu season. In fact, the exact same procedures for flu season are being used at San Francisco hospitals. That includes masks and making sure the patient is kept away from others. The only reason we should be worried, Phillip says, is if we've recently been to Wuhan, China, or are in close contact with someone who has.
No, we are not advising that people change their plans for Lunar New Year, and that's we put out this fact sheet so that people understand what exactly is going on with novel coronavirus more generally, and then specifically in San Francisco, where we've had no confirmed cases.
That fact sheet is in English and Chinese. In San Francisco's Civic Center, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
So much for the assertion that no U.S. service personnel were injured when Iran launched missiles into Iraq earlier this month. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan spoke with a Stanford University brain injury expert about the 34 wearing a U.S. uniform who were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries.
Within hours of the attack, we were told from the White House,
no Americans were harmed in last night's attack.
But the Pentagon now says that dozens in the area of the blast are being treated in the U.S. and in Germany for brain injuries. Dr. David Spiegel of Stanford says, we can only hope that the GIs were not very close to the explosions because close proximity is bad news.
When you have these shock waves or a concussion, the brain is knocked around against the skull. And so it can cause damage. It can cause rupture of small blood vessels, and it can do some real harm.
Difficult, he says, to give a prognosis.
There are no real definitive treatments for this kind of post-concussion syndrome. It's you treat people conservatively, you track them, you try to prevent them having further trauma exposure.
Tim Ryan, KCBS.
The Placer County Sheriff's Office says a small plane crashed on a golf course shortly after takeoff from the Auburn Airport today, killing a father and son. Officials say a third person was injured. They identified the men killed as 80-year-old Anthony Wright Sr. and his 55-year-old son, Anthony Wright Jr. Both were from Meadow Vista in Placer County. The third person on board has not yet been identified.
Initial talks are underway between a Southern California real estate investment company and a nonprofit agency that is trying to buy the West Oakland home at the heart of last week's eviction of four homeless moms. Meanwhile, as KCBS reporter Holly Kwan explains, an emergency encampment built on the other side of town may be allowed to stay.
Wedgwood, the owner of the West Oakland house where the moms were squatting, agreed to give access to the Oakland Community Land Trust so it can make inspections. It's the first step to selling the property to the nonprofit so it can turn it into affordable housing. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf has been getting updates, even though she spent the week in Washington at the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
So it was really heartwarming news to hear that those talks have already started. They already are productive, and hopefully they're going to lead to the moms coming back to that home so that they can have secure housing for their families.
But in the last week, a guerrilla community group built what it calls an emergency shelter behind a Burger King in East Oakland. It has no power or running water, so Schaaf says the city will have to assess the health and safety issues to see if it can stay.
Just like we do any other encampment, we have a stated policy where we evaluate encampments based on safety, size, location, and impact to the surrounding community. So we will not treat this any differently.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
San Francisco's Market Street is going car-free next week from Van Ness Avenue to the waterfront. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek tells us how the city is preparing for the change.
Crews are busy installing green bike lanes, red bus-only lanes, and signs to redirect cars off Market Street, which will be unveiled on Wednesday.
We have been reducing certain areas where people can turn or areas where people can drive.
City Public Works Director Mohamed Nuru says enforcement will be kicked up a notch to make sure drivers know where to go.
We'll have a lot of parking control officers and staff out there, you know, making sure that, you get used to this new plan.
All private vehicles will be eliminated, including Uber and Lyft, from Van Ness down to Stewart Street. Cars will still be allowed to cross Market Street, but not drive down. Erica Cato with SFMTA says the overall goal is to reduce traffic deaths.
Market Street, every single year, averages over 100 serious injury collisions. So by reducing these conflicts between private vehicles, we really hope to put a dent in our Vision Zero goal.
On Market Street in San Francisco, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.